Oh, hi. All right. So, we're going to do things a little different this time. Yeah, I know, right? So, let's have the children and the adults have a bit of a seat. Now, we all hear about how young and energetic I am. The getting down isn't the issue, it's the getting back up again. So, all right. See how graceful we can do this in a massive dress. It's like a parachute. It's like gym class from the 80s. Yeah, some of you got that joke. All right. So, I think almost everybody was here at our All Saints Festival last night, right? Our All Saints Eve Festival, right? So, why do we have that? We have that instead of Halloween. Is it really instead of Halloween? No? We do. Why? Do you know why? Okay, so I'll tell you. Glad you asked. Okay? Okay, so you know how sometimes when you have like a really important thing, you take and you like celebrate the night before. Do you ever celebrate something the night before? Yeah. Like, what do you celebrate the night before? Christmas Eve, right? That's something really big you celebrate the night before, right? Halloween Eve. Okay. Okay. So Christmas Eve is the big one, right? But when somebody tells you like hello, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like after lunch, but it's you know, and they don't say hello, they say good what? Afternoon. Not afternoon, it's later than afternoon. Good evening, okay? Eve, like Christmas Eve, Christmas evening, kind of the same thing, right? Well, what about when you're saying the Lord's Prayer, right? Who knows the Lord's Prayer? You know the Lord's Prayer? That's great. Can you tell it? Can you tell me? All right, give me the first like two or three lines of the Lord's Prayer. Okay, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, we can stop there. We'll do the rest later. Ask your teachers. Okay, so what does hallowed mean? Anybody know? I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those church words everybody talks about. Nobody really ever explains. You're right. It means holy. Okay. Yeah, we brought them back just for this teaching. They're moving back to Orlando on Monday. So, it means holy. Okay? And who else, like what group of people are considered holy? Who? The disciples are holy. Bigger group of people. Saints. Great. Saints are holy. Okay? So today is All Saints Day, but another word for saints are hallowed, right? So another way of saying All Saints Day is saying All Hallows Day. And so the night before All Hallows Day, like Christmas Day, the night before Christmas Day is Christmas Eve, so the night before All Hallows Day would be All Hallows Eve, right? Or All Hallows Evening. And so in this weird little way that the British people, because this is where we started kind of celebrating it, the British people, they kind of mess up their language because it's just funny, and that's how they do it, because they like milk in their tea. They say Hallow Even, and it's Halloween, okay? So now you're stepping on my parachute, okay? So, have a seat right here. There you go. So, Halloween is another way of saying All Saints Eve. Okay? So, it's really the same thing. It's celebrating All Saints Day the night before. I know. I do that sometimes. But, everybody's a critic. No respect. So, Some people try and say that Halloween's not Christian. And really, that's not true. Because we've been celebrating All Saints Day for like 1,500 years. Well, you know, some people try and do all sorts of things like that. But, you know, here's the thing. Okay? Let's say that it was all sorts of nasty stuff. Okay? And it was mean and nasty and gross. Okay? But, you know, that's kind of what Jesus does. Jesus takes things that are mean and nasty and don't love God, and he makes them love God. Right? He comes, and I mean, that's kind of the way we were, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
not everybody still
yeah, some people don't. That's true. Some people don't love God, and some people, sadly, some people get really old and still don't love God. But if we're blessed, then we come to a point when we accept God, right? Some people do it really young. You guys are really lucky. You guys did it when you were wee little ones, right? Some people do it when they're older. Okay? But what happens is, at some point in time, some people, they come to know Jesus, right? And they accept him. And he does that with us, too, right? Sometimes he does that with us when we're really little. Sometimes he does it with... And how do people come into the church? Not through the doors. What are we doing today? Listen over there. Big thing in the back. Marble. Knock you on your butt if you run into it. Baptism. Okay. Somebody asked if I was worried about the kids running into it and knocking it over. Nope. Not at all. I'm worried about the kids running into it and knocking the kids over. So, baptism. Do we know what baptism is?
Yes.
What is it? Why do we do that? Did their parents not give them a bath this morning? No, I bet their parents did give him a bath this morning. You took a shower. I'm glad. Okay, good. Good. See, baptism is a sacrament, and there's really long definitions for this, and there's all sorts of, it's like books and books written on it, and we don't need to pay attention to that right now, because what we're going to give you a real simple definition, okay? A baptism is a symbol that gives you what it represents, okay? So you know that when you're sitting at a traffic light, that green means go and red means stop, right? And yellow, we're not going to talk about yellow. But when you see red, it doesn't make you stop, right? And green doesn't make you go. Some people, no one in this church, but some people go through red lights.
Yeah. Then they get tickets.
They can, yes. They're very bad. But a red light doesn't make you stop. And a green light doesn't make you go. But a sacrament gives you what it represents. A sacrament is kind of like a hug. A hug says, I love you. Yeah. Well, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. But a hug, when a hug says, I love you, and then you give somebody a loving hug, you not only say, I love you, and you give them that hug, but that hug shows you, and it gives them some love. So that hug represents love, and it gives love, right? So it's like a symbol plus, right? So baptism is like a symbol plus, because when I take these two beautiful little girls and I hold them over this little fountain here and I pour this water over them, that's going to wash them just a little, because they're not really dirty. They're very, very clean children. And it's not really going to wash them all that much, but it's a symbol of washing them. But what it really does is it's God cleansing them from all the sins and all the wickedness of the world. It's God washing their souls, you're right. And it's God bringing them into the kingdom of heaven. And just like all of you, God's brought you in. And he says, I'm going to be your God, and you're going to be my children forever and ever. And this is a really great thing because it means that he's going to be your God and you're his children forever. And he says nothing can ever change that. And this is why this is such an amazing day, because we're going to do something here, and really what we do makes so little difference, because it's what God's doing that is so very important, because he's taking what we do, and what we do is just one little day, it's going to be one thing, it's just going to be a couple minutes, and he's going to make it last forever and ever. These children, just like you, because I was there when I think all of you were baptized, and it's going to last forever. Eventually, we're all going to be together in heaven, and we're going to be together in heaven forever and ever till the end of the ages, and we're going to be worshiping God together because we were brought into the kingdom of heaven like this. And this is an incredible, incredible day, because two more precious children are about to become children of God. And that's a really incredible thing. That's why this is such an important day, and that's why we're taking some time to explain it to you guys. Okay? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, right now we thank you for these precious children that are laying right here before us. Well, now they set up. And Lord, we just praise you, and Lord, we pray your blessing upon them. Lord, like Jesus found in the temple, we pray that they always be a source of amazement and wonder and awe to those around them, that they always have such an incredible knowledge of your Son that they are just an amazement to the elders. And Lord, we pray your blessing be upon them. We pray your blessing be upon their children, their teachers. Yes, Lord, even their children in years to come. Lord, we pray that they just be blessed upon blessed upon blessed. And Lord, we thank you for the privilege of bringing two more into the kingdom of God today. And Lord, we praise you and bless you. And bless them now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.